This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Mahanavami festival being observed today, worshipping Goddess Durga. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba congratulate Nepali football team for reaching SAF championship final. And five people dead in Norway bow and arrow attack. Now, the news in detail. The Mahanavami festival is being observed today by worshipping Goddess Durga and making offerings. This festival is observed on the ninth day of the waxing moon in the month of Asoj, as per lunar calendar. Special worship is performed to Durga Bhavani today on the occasion of Mahanavami, and the Jamara is offered to the goddess at various shrines. The Durga Saptasati and Devi Stotra scriptures are also recited at home and in temples on this day. As mentioned in the Markandeya Purana, Goddess Chamunda had slain the demon Raktabij on the day of Mahanavami. So, there is a special worship of the goddess on this day with the offering of animal sacrifices. On this day, the security forces also perform what is called Kot Puja or worship of the arsenal. The Telezu temple located at Hanuman Dhoka in the federal capital is also opened for the devotees to pay homage on this day. It is only opened on the occasion of Mahanavami. The people of the Newar community also worship Bhimsen, a Hindu deity, by making animal sacrifices on the occasion of Mahanavami today. After Mahanavami, tomorrow is one of the important day of Bada Dasami festival, Vijaya Dasami. The auspicious time for this year's Vijaya Dasami Tika ceremony, determined by Panchanga Nirnayak Samiti, is 2 minutes past 10 in the morning, and people receiving Tika should face east and Prasad of Durga Bhavani can be offered from day of Vijaya Dasami to the full moon day of Kojagrat Purnima. Likewise, the traditional, historical and cultural festival of Bhaktapur, Khame Wokegu, running a bull buffalo, is being celebrated today. The Khame Wokegu procession is a tradition celebrated every year on the evening of Mahanavami. Although celebrated in the evening this year, citing the risk of coronavirus infection, limited number of locals will take part in the procession this year at around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Religiously, culturally and historically important, Khame is considered as the symbol of Mahishasur monster. This procession is considered as one of the important procession of the Mohani Nakha. According to Professor Dr. Purushottam Lochan Shrestha, a culturologist, informed that the procession is celebrated on the day of Mahanavami as Tripura Sundari appears and transforms into Mahadurga Bhavani. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba has congratulated Nepali football team for securing a place in the final of the SAF Championship underway in Male, the capital of Maldives. Nepal has played 1-1 draw against Bangladesh yesterday to reach the SAF Championship final for the first time in history. Prime Minister Deoba took to Twitter to congratulate the Nepali team. He also extended best wishes to the team for future endeavours. Likewise, in another match, India defeated host Maldives 3-1 to reach the final. Nepal will face India in Saturday's final for the SAF Championship title. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province, along with the hilly region of the rest of the province, and mainly fair in the rest of the province today. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the Province 1 and Bagmati Province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Five people have been killed and two more injured in Norway after a man used a bow and arrow to attack them. A Danish man, aged 37, has been arrested on suspicion of carrying out the attack. Police spokesman said they believe he acted alone and will investigate whether it was an act of terrorism. There was reportedly a confrontation with the police before the man was eventually detained 34 minutes after the attack began. The World Health Organization, WHO, says a new task force may be the last chance to find the origins of COVID-19. It has nominated 26 experts to join the body. Scientific Advisory Group on the Origins of Novel Pathogens, SAGO. More than a year and a half since the virus was detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the question of how it emerged remains unclear. The team will consider if the virus jumped from animals to the humans in Wuhan markets or leaked in a lab accident. China has strongly refuted the lab leak theory. According to a new study, carbon emissions are rebounding strongly and are rising across the world's 20 richest nations. The Climate Transparency Report says the CO2 will go up by 4% across the G20 group this year, having dropped 6% in 2020 due to pandemic. China, India, and Argentina are set to exceed their 2019 emissions level. The authors say that the continued use of fossil fuel is undermining efforts to keep the temperatures in control. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mahanavami festival being observed today, worshipping Ganesh Durga. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba congratulate Nepali football team for reaching SAF championship final. And five people dead in Norway bow and arrow attack. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.